American woman. The same rain that falls on my part of the world falls on other land. The same sunshine that shines through my window lights the home of others across the globe. I am an American woman. I am free to worship as I choose, go to the school, choose my profession, own property and businesses. I make the decision who I marry and if and when I decide to have children. In this year of 2017, there are laws that say I must receive equal pay for equal work. I am free to dress as I please, bear arms, speak my mind, vote, hold political office, and serve in the military. I may drive a car, a truck, motorcycle, boat, or even a plane. I can live alone or travel anywhere I desire without an escort. That sounds like freedom to me. Yes, there has been times when I have been treated unfairly because I am a woman. However, there have been many more times that I have been given special considerations because I am a woman. Sadly, there are women and children in America who are hungry and lost. There are those that are treated unfairly, sexually assaulted, beaten, and abused. Do the people of America care? Yes. Is it against the law in America? Yes. On this same planet where the sun shines and the rain flows, there are women not so fortunate as their American sisters. They and their children are less than second-class citizens. In those lands, the sun sets, but the sleepers have no dreams. A young girl does not choose a husband or the number of children she wishes to bear. She is considered property, and those things are chosen for her. Not only is it forbidden for her to expose her body, she must bury her soul and keep her thoughts and ideas to herself. Women and girls are beaten, stoned, and even beheaded for acts as simple as going shopping alone. They are sold into slavery as child brides, and many must submit to painful genital mutilations. Does anyone care? No. It is the law of the land. Now I say to the thousands of women in America who are marching across our great nation in protest of our government, which country do you wish to live in? If you must march, throw down your selfish batons and parade for our sisters that live in endless suffering and bondage, not only here in our country, but across the horizons. Strive to make this world a better place for all. Pave the roads for future generations to enjoy the humble hand of kindness. I pray that our generation not be remembered as the destroyers of unity and patriotism. Look at the examples our children view. Hollywood royalty and music superstars shouting vulgarity and profanity with threats against our president and our country. Are they above the law? Shall we call them Americans? Is it too much to ask that our public streets be filled with a spirit of peace and not protest? I know that I am not alone when I say, I will not hand over my right to decency to the likes of some Madonna or Ashley Judd. Ladies, be prepared to fight. The American woman is watching.